Still waiting for those Brisbane fields to come out. Sydney are out, though, for Randwick on Saturday. The Mackell Cup is the feature. We're on a soft seven right now after the rain that we had. And in that race, there are two for Adrian Bott and Gay Waterhouse. Broadside, Barrier 10 in a field of 12. And the other one, Multitude, Barrier 2. Adrian Bott, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. They must have done well for the backups.
Yeah, he's done particularly well Broadside. So, look, we've just got to look for a jockey at this point now. Look, obviously, it wasn't the race that we initially had on the radar with him, but, look, he's given us plenty of confidence throughout the week that, you know, we should be taking that step with him. I think it's the right time in his preparation. He's thriving at the moment, and you know, I thought it was a particularly strong win on Saturday.
I'm not here to push anybody barrows here, okay? I stress that. I'm just looking at other jockeys in the fields that can ride 53. Michael D is there riding 53 in the race after it. He won a good race out at Scone a couple of weeks ago. No, anyway, we'll wait and see who you come up with Broadside. Mate, the stable, of the last five runners, there's been four winners really up and about.
Yeah, well, it's very pleasing to see. So hopefully we can carry that momentum through to today.
What about it? Let's go through them, mate. And look, we've had that little bit of rain, so a soft six. Are you comfortable sending the runners out there for these?
Look, a couple of them we'll still be learning a little bit about in terms of the going. Look, Sam Pablo, he probably prefers a firmer surface. But look, you know, he's been tested on. He certainly doesn't appreciate the heavy going, so you know, an improving track out there will be more to his liking. Look, I think we've got to be very forgiving of his last start. We'll put the blinkers back on him. You know, probably back to a 1900 metres at Canterbury. He's probably looked just a little bit softer in trip as opposed to the you know, the 2200. I think was a pretty tough run for him in the open class company, jumping from the, you know, just restricted 3-year-old. He may have just been a little bit exposed there, a bit too early.
Okay, so that's Sam Pablo. Back to the first. You've got a debuter here for Derby, Last Starfighter. What's the expectation on this one?
Look, he showed good improvement at his second trial down there at Kembla Grange. You know, so delighted to see him in take that, because he's always shown the ability, but he's got a little bit lost there in his first trial. Did a few things wrong, but I think he's sort of really switched on now. And look, expecting a nice sort of forward performance from him, but yeah, probably improve as we can step him up in trip as well. His stable mate's probably just got the advantage that he's had that race experience. You know, I thought he was very impressive there first up at you know, when he raced at Gosford. There was a good effort. You know, I think he was beaten on by a handy horse on that occasion. So I'm sure the form out of that will hopefully stack up.
Yeah, that's Winds of Change there. Went around behind Rivian there at Gosford. Chain of Fools is a bit like that horse, that at least it has trialled on the soft ground.
Yeah, look, she's one that I think will appreciate it. She'll you know, she won't mind that. I think a lot of more than readies do. The 1,000 metres first up was probably just a little bit short for her. They you know, she's just run off her feet a little bit early, and probably just at a vital time when she needed to get going. She just looked to get a little bit held up there on the turn, but she worked home nicely. She still a little bit green, was just a little bit unsure of herself, but I think she's come on well for that. She gets the blinkers on, and I think we'll see some improvement from her. She's always been a nice filly for us. We kicked her off early in the gym crack. You know, it was a little bit too soon for her then, but you know, she's the makings of a nice filly, but also obviously very wary of the favourite in the race. She obviously looks to be quite talented as well.
And you mentioned Sam Pablo, and that completes your day. You've targeted Brisbane with a couple of runners up there on Saturday. As I say, we're still waiting for the barriers to come out, but you've positioned them there on the Gold Coast. Stampede, how's that? Has he kept progressing for you?
Yeah, he certainly has. He's a wonderful horse, and he's you know, he looks at picture of health up there, and he's absolutely thriving. So he's enjoyed the trip away, and you know, hasn't taken a backward step since the run. So hopefully he can continue that upward spiral. I think this will probably most likely be his last start for this campaign, and we'll try and sit down after this and map out a spring target for him, because obviously there's a lot more upside to him, and I think he can measure up. We certainly, I don't think we've reached the bottom of him yet. And if he's still on that upward spiral, which we think he is, proved to be very competitive again on Saturday.
Well, he is just flying. I saw him at Wagga and then watched him the other day. He's in red hot form, mate. Good luck today. Hope this recent good run really continues for you out there at Canterbury.
Thanks, Andrew. Really appreciate it.